some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hello, everybody. This is Garrett, and I'm your host for this hour of Rated G Radio. And we're going to have America's Top 50 Psychic, Rebecca Fisk, on the line with us today. I'm having some technical issues with my headphones, so hopefully you can hear me. And Rebecca, I'm going to just say welcome to the show now. Can you hear me okay?
You sound awesome.
Well, that's great because I can't hear myself really. So we're going to try to figure this stuff out as we go. So it might be a little interesting as we get through the program today. But we're live for an hour and we're going to be taking your calls. If you'd like to call in and ask Rebecca a question about anything from love and romance and work and career and family and pets or whatever it is you want to ask, call in today. We are live for the next 1 hour at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. It's open now. And when you call, if you want to ask a question, here's the catch. You must press 1 on your keypad. If you don't, we just think you're one of the hundreds of people who are calling in to listen from your phone, which is very cool. But I will not call on you. And, you know, like you get called on in class, and you're like, oh my gosh, I wasn't ready for that. So if you don't want to talk, don't press the number 1 key. But if you want to talk, you got to press 1 so we know that you're there. So, Rebecca, what's been going on since we've last updated the listeners? You've got a lot happening in your world.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not quite sure where to start. Well, lots of very cool, fun, exciting stuff. Well, first of all, I've got a class that I'm teaching on September 16th. It's Saturday. It's coming up a week from Saturday. We have just a few spaces open. These classes are very limited in size because I give personal readings to every participant in the class. So you get the benefit of not only the material that we present in the class. I have a co-presenter, Stephanie Gerard, who is an amazing psychic that Garrett also hosts on this network. And so she comes in, she does a group theta healing, does a meditation with all of us, and then she also provides some insight as well. And so you're getting 2 for the price of 1, but you're getting a lot of content and then the individualized reading. So the other thing about this class, if you've been thinking, oh, maybe, maybe not, I'm not sure, just a quick, you know, heads up. We've been doing this at an introductory rate of $99. It's a 6-hour class and we provide the lunch. The future classes after this will be probably close to double that. So basically what we did with these first 2, because we did one in June as well, we kind of did this as, let's see how it goes. We know we've got great content, but how are we being received by everyone? And are they finding value? And, you know, Garrett was at our first one. And, you know, basically we're very, very grateful that everyone said that they thought it was amazing and couldn't believe that 6 hours had gone by, which was wonderful. And so that's really, really exciting. We are going to be doing another one in the Tacoma, Washington area in March. I will be scheduling some of these courses also in the Bay Area, but the date and time on that are yet to be determined. So lots of exciting stuff happening with this class. It's called Love, Sex, and Relationships, the Energy of Attraction. If you are dating online and not having success, or you're thinking about dating online, I urge you to come to this class, because you will get a perspective you are not going to get anywhere else. Part of that is because you're getting individual information about what is blocking you from moving forward in relationship. And you're also getting information about why you're attracted to people that don't work out, what you can do to clear that energy and draw in the people that you're interested in that will be interested in you and have common interests. But it's, you know, if you want to have more success and not waste your time, we can give you some tools so that you can create that. So if you're thinking, oh, maybe I don't know, maybe so, I'm not sure, it's $100 and it's life-changing if you allow yourself to come in and enjoy the process. So that was probably a more long-winded response than you expected, Garrett. But that's one of the things. First weekend in October, I'm back up in the Bay Area seeing clients in my San Carlos office at the amazing Avant Garde Spa. And also, I'm starting to do more private events. So I've got a private event coming up this next weekend, and another one potentially last weekend of the month. So lots of really cool stuff happening. And, of course, I'm still doing private sessions as well. So if I get to answer a question for you today, but you feel like, oh, that wasn't complete enough, or I need a little bit more, I'm offering a discount. I didn't even tell Garrett this, but I'm offering a discount. I'm offering a discount to those who call in or send an email to me. You know, send an email after the show sometime in the next 24 hours or so and let me know that you were a listener on today's show. And I'm extending a 20% discount to anyone who wants to book a session. So, well, you know, it's one of those things. We just had Labor Day. Everybody's thankfully, hopefully got a day off. But, you know, we're all doing the best we can. We're all working hard. And I just kind of feel like for everybody doing whatever it is they're doing, whatever it is you do, you are contributing to the well-being of the world. It doesn't matter if you're picking up the trash because you're the garbage collector. God bless you guys. You guys are awesome. If you're mowing lawns, if you are – maybe even you're just delivering meals on wheels, which is not a just step because a lot of these seniors are – in need of companionship, and that might, you might be the only person they see. Whatever you're doing, whether you're getting paid for it, if you're doing anything where you are of service, that's my way of saying thank you to you for participating and being willing to help out. So anyway.
There we go. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and one more thing.
Oh, my gosh. But wait, there's more.
There's more. So I'm also doing a show on the Wisdom and Intuition Network tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So again, if you don't get enough information and you feel like, oh, I only have just one more little, like I just wanted to ask, it's going to be a yes or no answer, then call into the show as well. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And you can find that information on my Facebook page, which is I Am Rebecca Intuitive Psychic. So the information about the shows, upcoming events, and all of that are available on my Facebook page. Or better yet, if you go to my website, which is iamrebecca.com, you can click on the contact link on the top of the page and put your information in, just your name and your email address. And I will make you aware of when things are coming up. So I'm not a spammer. I send maybe one, maybe two sometimes emails a month, and that's it. So, but you'll get all the information about what's going on, what's coming up, and then you can pick and choose what you'd like to do as far as attending events or radio shows and all of that. So there you go.
There we go. Well, cool. Well, we've got a bunch of people have called in. I've only been able to screen Kimberly and Miranda because my other headset was not working. So everybody else who's called in, while we get to Kimberly, who's going to be our first caller of the day, Kimberly, get ready. I'm going to get everybody else screened that has called in. And again, just a reminder, if you want to call in and ask your question, we're live until 2 p.m. Pacific time. So call 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. We're live and taking your calls now. A real quick reminder, if you call in and ask a question today, I tell this every show because it's really true. You kind of get wrapped up in listening to the answer and being so in the moment that you're not really listening. It's true. It's happened to me as well. Do yourself a favor. After the show is over, I want you to go back on the replay, get a notebook out, get a pen, and then re-listen to your section of the show. You can fast forward, you can rewind, you can listen to this on iTunes as a podcast, whatever you want to do, but go back and listen again because you will pick up and hear other things that you may have forgotten or said, oh, that's right, she said to, you know, whatever. And so it will be key for you as you're trying to make sure you're absorbing her message that you go back and listen to it again. So do yourself that favor at some point. You know, the show's archived forever, but, you know, while you're in the moment, go and do it. You can hit the replay, I think, probably about 20 minutes after the show is over. So with that, let's get to the broadcast today. We're going to be bringing on Kimberly first. Kimberly's calling about romance, Rebecca. So welcome to the show, Kimberly, and you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Kimberly. Oh, nice to hear from you. Okay, so, you know, very first impression before you even tell me anything is going round and around. are you seeing somebody right now?
No.
Okay. All right. So you know, the energy that I get is that it's kind of like you seem to be kind of stuck in a little bit of a pattern. You know, they call this, if you do whitewater rafting, they call it an eddy. And it's like you kind of get stuck where the water gets stuck almost in this little mini whirlpool, and you can't quite get out. So let me take a look at what's keeping you from moving forward. One second here. You know, so the first thing that comes up is I get that the dating situation has been really frustrating for you. And it's almost, whoa, Garrett, are you still there? Garrett?
Keep talking.
Okay, that was a very loud surge on my ear. So, okay. So Kimberly, I just get that there's almost a feeling of you're not sure this is going to happen for you. It's almost like, okay, yeah, whatever. And I just want you to know that I understand that. You know, so many of us get into either dating, you know, trying different online dating sites. We go out with different people and it's kind of like, yeah, this isn't what I want. This isn't what I want. This isn't what I want. You know, I want to ask you, first of all, when was the last time you made a list about all the qualities you want in your perfect partner? Because, you know, a lot of people will go out and do vision boards or they'll write a list, but they don't necessarily go back and update them. And the thing is, every single time you've gone out with someone or had a relationship with someone, and it hasn't worked out, it gives you an opportunity to become more particular about the kind of person that you want in your life. So what I mean by that is, if you date somebody and your list is, you know, you feel like your list is really complete, but you start dating somebody and you, every time you've gone out, maybe you've gone out two or three times, and every time you go out, you're finding that this person is drinking a lot. And you're thinking, I don't really want to be with somebody who's drinking a lot. Then you want to go back to your list. And if you haven't put anything on there about sobriety or social drinker but doesn't drink too much or something like that, then add that to your list. Because it's giving you an opportunity to see, you know, basically get some more clarity, okay? The other thing is, you will have what you want. I get that you believe that you are worth that and that you deserve that. But there is a bit of a feeling of, well, everybody else seems to find somebody. How come I can't find somebody? And the thing is, we're all just on our own path. That perfect person is also getting ready for you right now, just like you're wanting them to show up. And sometimes it takes longer for us than somebody else. And there's a couple of reasons for that. The first reason is sometimes we're being spared the difficulty and the time investment of dating the wrong person before the right person shows up. And then, and sometimes, you know, we look at our friends who are in relationships and later we realize that, you know, it's not as wonderful and rosy as they say it is. You know, every rose has its thorns is absolutely true. So the important thing right now is for you to go back to doing the things that work for you in your life. Are you in love with your life? That's the other thing. Raise your frequency. If you're not doing things that you love to do that make you feel joyful, start doing those things. Everything is frequency. So whether you're in love with someone else or you're in love with your own life and you just every minute of every day you're feeling joyous and excited and happy to be alive, that energy is so attractive and people want to be around that. So start doing something every day that brings you joy, that you love to do, that's like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. I can't wait to do this again. Because all of that shifts how your energy is in the world, and it allows yourself to open to more love. When you're living in that frequency of being in love, you're opening yourself to allowing more love in.
Okay.
So try not to be like, if you're feeling really frustrated, like, ugh, I don't even want to do this anymore, it's okay to take a break. Take a break. Say, you know what, I'm not going to date for a little while. I'm going to get off the sites. Maybe you take a month off, or maybe you take 2 weeks off. It doesn't matter. But it's okay to take some time off and just say, you know, maybe I need to regroup. And go back and write that list or hone that list a little bit more. Get more specific about what you want in that perfect partner. And go and do those things that you love to do that give you joy every day, that you know you're going to feel alive and great and wonderful if you go and do whatever that little thing is every day. Because all of those things, when you bring that energy into your own life, you're making room to allow it to come in the form of a partner as well.
Okay.
Okay, so it's coming for you. Hang in there. I'm getting springtime. So you start doing the work and you start loving your life, you're gonna be bringing somebody, and I'm getting in springtime.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
And, you know, Rebecca, as fast as this year has flown by, and we say this every year because I think we're getting older, but I won't ever admit to that publicly, you know, spring is not that far off. I mean, she's barely going to get her list done. She's barely going to start working on herself. And the next thing you know, it's going to be March. So, Kimberly, you know, springtime's faster than you think. So get ready.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So our next caller is Miranda. And Miranda is calling about work today. Miranda, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. What's your question?
Thank you, Garrett. Hi, Rebecca. I do have a work-related question, but I was just wondering, is it possible for you to just tell me what you pick up regarding my energies for the coming month, or do you prefer something specific?
You know, the main thing is, you know, like, I mean, I heard work and I kind of went in immediately, and I feel like you work very, very hard and you don't have a lot of support. It's almost like you're basically doing a one-man show, even though I feel like you're working with other people. You're very focused. You're very meticulous. I feel like I almost feel like you're a CPA and you're in tax season because it's that kind of intensity. And there's also a little bit of a feeling of, do they really value you? And I feel like they do value you, but I get the impression that they don't necessarily translate that into something that works for you.
Hello?
I'm just asking a little bit more here. The other thing is, you know, you're very, very good at this, and I feel like you're not really challenged. I mean, the work itself is fine, and you're busy all the time, but you know this stuff so well, it's not like you're really learning anything. And I feel like you're somebody who's always striving to learn something new. So what I want to suggest is that if you're not in a position where you can either, promote, you might want to look at a lateral move someplace where there's an opportunity for you to promote. You're very good at giving direction. You've got very good leadership skills. I don't know if that's something that you've really done much of because you haven't really been interested in that, but you are really good at it. You're very fair. You're very patient with people, and you are good at teaching. I get the impression, I feel like by the end of the year, you're trying to decide what you're going to be doing with your work situation. And really, you get to do whatever you want. I mean, you really can. You're really smart. You're really, really good at what you do. But again, I see you kind of almost, well, I feel like you're the lone ranger in your job, that you're not really getting, they have you off by yourself energetically. And, you know, you don't even, I almost feel like you don't even really get to interact that much with the others because you're so busy doing what you're doing. But it's not necessarily, there's gratification in you finishing what your work is, but you're not really learning and growing in it at this point. So
I haven't even started this opportunity yet. It's sort of up in the air at the moment because it's a new position and the person is sort of formulating the role I would take. So none of this really makes sense at this point because I haven't started the work. But we'll find out.
It will. It will. And so the only thing that I want to say to you when you get in there is take a look around and see where you can be. I feel like this is something where if you may end up needing a lateral move so that you can promote. And you know, this feeling of you almost being in a box, part of that feeling may be because they're not really sure exactly what you're capable of yet. So, you know, and the reason, so let me explain to you how this works. Okay, so I read the energy that's around you right now. So the job as it is right now, the energy with the person that's hired you, the energy around you for this position, this is what I'm picking up on. So if you have an opportunity to give input after you get there about things that you could be doing mm-hmm. in this position that maybe they're not considering, that makes it a better position for you, take the opportunity to do that. Find out if they're open for that. Just make sure that you're not doing more than what the salary grade is supporting.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, when this kind of energy comes up, it's always an opportunity to change things. So it just means that you maybe will have an opportunity to co-create what this position actually ends up looking like, which is a good thing. That's much better for you. But the position as it is right now is a little pigeonholed, I guess is the best way I can put it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to hold the space and send it to you that you get to be part of the creative process about how to make this position be something that is really life-affirming for you.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind. Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, Miranda.
Care.
Have a terrific day. Appreciate your calling in.
You too.
Okay. It might be like employment hotline day here on the show, because Stacy's calling next, and Stacy's also calling about her career. Stacy, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi,
Garrett. Yeah, I'm calling about the same thing. Like, I'm interviewing. I got something that may start the 11th, but it's really not for me. You know, the hours, and it's different than what I'm used to doing. So I'm going on an interview for other things, but I'm just saying, when do you think is, like, in other words, if the other thing I don't get that I'm interviewing for and I go for the 11th and that doesn't work out, when do you see something else coming in?
Well, you know, so the first thing that comes up is just that you may be doing a little bit of moving around. So I'm not sure if you're working for temp agencies or not, but it's almost like mm-hmm. there's starts and stops, which gives me that impression. You know, like when you go in and they give you a week or two assignment and then they give you something else. And I feel like this is going to be happening potentially until end of November, beginning of December. December feels like it's almost like where you get hired, they're processing everything, but you might not start. You may start for a little bit in December, but then you'll actually be fully brought in, you know, after the beginning of the year. So I'm not sure if this is something where they hire you in to help out with a seasonal thing, and then they settle down and actually bring you in and everything kind of calms down and they figure out exactly where they're going to put you. But it, again, I see some moving around or some temporary things here and there until probably November, beginning of December, and then things being busy, but then finally kind of settling down into something that's more stable and permanent after the beginning of the year. So it is coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I don't. If you haven't looked at temp agencies in the meantime, you know, go put something out there. Because the thing that's so interesting is when you're in the energy of working, you get more opportunities to work.
one or 2 week things. It's very tough for me financially because of it. You know, it's very hard.
Well, I think Stacy's call dropped mid-sentence. So Stacy.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Hopefully you will give us updates next show with Rebecca and we can figure out what's going on in your world. Want to jump now to Michelle. Michelle's calling about the sale of her house, but she's also concerned about Hurricane Irma, who is rapidly heading in their direction. So Michelle, we're sending you good thoughts ahead of time, but you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Michelle, are you there?
Michelle, are you there? Hello?
Are you muted, maybe?
No. So I'm going to put Michelle on hold.
Okay.
Maybe she's on hurricane alert or something. We're going to jump to Julie, who's calling about relocation. Julie, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hi, sure. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm looking to relocate, and I just wanted to see... What do you see around it? You know, I need to find a place to live and employment and all that good stuff. So I'm looking to live still in the state that I'm in now, which actually is Florida also.
Okay.
I live kind of central Florida, and I'm looking to move, like, up north in the Panhandle, maybe Pensacola area.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say that wherever you are, my immediate hit was that you would move northwest from where you are. So,
yeah.
So that feels right. And I wouldn't be surprised if it, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have the map in front of me, but I wouldn't be surprised if you end up just over the border into the next state. So I don't know if that's Georgia or, it's very close by there. So, I actually get the impression it's like within a couple of hours of the border, if not over the border. And it'll be just because logistically, I don't know. There's just a feeling that you may end up moving farther than you think you are, but it is northwest from where you are.
Okay.
Um, So the other thing that I'm hearing is I'm hearing November. So I feel like this is, but I feel like you may be in transition as well. I feel like you may end up renting someplace for a bit and kind of looking around before you decide on something more permanent. And I'm hearing that that would be maybe in the spring, maybe June even. But finding some place to settle and then being there for about 6 months, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less, and then kind of really figuring out where you want to be. So it's like right now it's opportunity for you to be more grounded with what you really want to make as choices for yourself moving forward. I feel like some of the choices that you've had to make have been because of external circumstances. And this time is a little bit because of that, but you have a little bit more of an opportunity this time to really do what you want to do. And that's why take a little time. If you have the opportunity to do that, that's why that energy is coming up, is making sure that this is really what you want to do and it's really where you want to be. And you get to say yes or no, this is really what I want. So I see good things with regarding all of this. And it's an unexpected, like, wow, I didn't know it would be this good. So it's everything around this feels very supported. I actually feel like the energy where you've been has become a bit heavy. So it is time for you to move, and it'll feel very free. At first, it's like, oh, it's such a chore, and I get that. It's a lot of work. But once you get there, it'll be like, oh, this actually feels good. So this is a really good thing for you. And again, I'm hearing very loud and clear in November. I'm hearing again June. So I feel like it may be you rent the place and then you decide you're going to buy it, or maybe you rent one place but then decide you're going to move slightly, a slight distance away. But November and June are definitely critical months for you with this, and all very much supported.
Awesome. That sounds so reassuring. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was wonderful.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, you know, it's like I call it like I see it or how I feel it, and this is the right thing for you. I know that there are people who are telling you, don't do it, don't do it. It's not the right thing. Well, you know, you should be secure and stable with what you know. And no, it's time, and you've known this for a while. I feel like February, there were some things that came up that made you know that this is the right time. So absolutely supported. It's a really good thing for you. So enjoy it. Enjoy the process, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This is
wonderful.
You are
so welcome.
And thank you, Garrett. I appreciate you taking my call. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. You too. That was fun. And we're going to try to get Michelle again. Michelle, are you back?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yay.
Can you hear me?
We've got Michelle. Oh, we can hear you now. It's so exciting.
Oh, good. My stepmother, I brought her to live with me, and my house is really small, and I'm very grateful, and I worked really hard on this house. But at the same time, I've always loved the water, and I always wanted to be on the water. Of course, I live here at the Gulf. But, you know, so I'm debating whether to sell my house or build a bigger room, but I really don't have the money to build a bigger room except for maybe $500. But so I can't decide whether to just enclose the front porch or sell my house, and wondering if maybe she sees something on that, sees in the future about that.
Okay, all right. And what is her first name, since she's involved in this as well?
My mother is Virginia Engel.
Okay, hang on just a second here. So, you know, she'll go with whatever. She's totally open to whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter to her. So you get to decide. And the problem with that is because she doesn't have any input, then it puts all the responsibility of decision-making on you. And you'd rather have input from her, but she's really okay with whatever. I do get that where you live, it's kind of like the little spot that you're in is really lovely. I get the impression that maybe the area around you, maybe you don't care for as much, but the little spot that you're in is really lovely. So let's see here.
Of course,
you know,
my dream is always to be on the water.
I get the impression that you may also be moving just a little bit north. I feel like you're going to stay in a coastal community, but I feel like where you're going is it feels a little bit more open somehow. I feel like where you are, you've got a little teeny tiny patch where you are, and that's lovely, but I feel like there's lots of density around you, and it doesn't feel like – Oh, I just feel like it's not as grounded and calming energy in the surrounding area. And I feel like that's a little bit more of what you would like. That's what comes up. And so I feel like, you know, you could check out moving a little bit north. I feel like it's still in the coastal community, but I feel like there's a section where it's still more open than very, very dense. And I feel like that feels better for you and for Virginia as well. Let's see here. It's almost like it feels more expansive than where you are right now. Like you can go out, you can do things, you feel more grounded. The whole community feels a little bit more supportive and centered. And it just feels like a cleaner, more positive energy than where you are right now. So again, the home where you are is great. The surrounding areas, I feel like, don't feel as energetically positively charged as where you are. Whereas
see, I thought about moving further south because I got rheumatoid and it's warmer south.
Interesting, because I actually get moving a little bit north. I don't feel like this is a real far way. I feel like this is fairly close.
Really?
You know, you can change this, but this is what's coming up. Yeah.
How soon do you see this happening?
Let's see here. I feel like this is about 6 months or so. I don't feel like it's going to be right now. I feel like it's
right.
going to be in maybe about 6 months. And it gives you some time to kind of really figure out where you want to go and how you want this to look. So it gives you an opportunity to plan. And, you know, one of the things I want to say to you, and this is for everybody. So, you know, the energy that I'm reading is where you are right now. You can always change it. You know, we hear the discussion about free will. That we always have free will. You can always change everything. This is the energy that's around you right now based on where you're headed at this moment. But you can change direction whenever you want. So there's always an opportunity to make this different. It's just that the energy around you and where you are leading up to this moment is what I'm picking up on.
Yeah, my mom's got dementia, and it's hard, but I love her, and she wasn't in a very good spot of being taken care of. So, I mean, it's a lot of stress, but, you know, I had to go get her. It's
well,
just
God
my house
bless
is small.
Yeah.
My house is small, you know.
Yeah. Well, God bless you for that. That is not an easy thing. And, you know, you're becoming an angel for her, a guardian angel, really, on the planet.
Thank you.
And it's no small thing. And you know,
am
the
I going to be safe during this hurricane?
You know, it's really interesting. I don't typically get information about weather. I've only ever, and I've been doing this almost 30 years,
right.
And I've only had one weather-related reading come up ever, where somebody, you know, I said, look, there's going to be it was something that came up like 6 months before the actual event occurred. And I told the client, look, this is happening. Your family's going to be okay, but this is what's happening. That's the only time a weather-related thing has come up in a reading. So I don't typically, for whatever reason, that's not what I'm given. So I always pray for everybody. I pray for their safety. I put angels around them, put them in bubbles of light for protection. But I always say to people, number one is trust your intuition. If you feel like it's maybe this isn't going to be safe for you, then go. Go find some place where you can be safe. But I don't get, you know, for whatever reason, it's not my path. It's
right,
not my path
right.
to work with this. So, and probably I'll qualify this for you. You know, I'm very sad about what's happened in Houston. You know, we are all connected to the conscious field of energy. So, you know, those of us who are doing psychic work, most of us are empaths. So that means that when people are feeling sad or feeling scared or whatever, we feel it. So the global feeling that we have of sadness right now is partially because of Hurricane Harvey and what's happened in Houston. So, yes, of course, my heart hurts for those people, and I keep praying for everyone. But if you can imagine me, you know, thank God for everybody who gets premonition about weather events. I don't. But if I did, I would be feeling sorrow or pain or fear for every single person in that. And that's not my path. So I'm grateful that I don't do that. but
can
again,
you see how much I'm going to sell my house for?
You know what? I'm going to get in trouble in a minute if I stay on the line with you much longer, so we can get to other callers. But no, that has to be up to you. So, you know, that's another question for another time. So,
well, and actually asking how much you're going to sell your house for is a horrible question for a psychic. You should be asking your real estate professional in your local market, and they will have their pulse on exactly what's going on in the real estate market. And then find an agent that, you know, gets you and understands what you want to do as a seller if you choose to sell your home, and you'll be in good shape. So, you know, I'm not trying to defer from Rebecca, but, you know, that's not her job. So she's there to tell you about the other stuff, but go get a real estate agent. They will totally help you out the right way. This is a non-paid endorsement for the Real Estate Professionals of America, folks. Anyhow, no, I'm just kidding. We're going to jump to our next caller, and that's going to be Kathy. She's asking about a lawyer. Kathy, welcome to the show, and you are now live with Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you both so very much for taking my call. My question, yes, like you said, is about a lawyer. There's two that I feel are good of the ones that I've interviewed. Both start with the letter J. One is closer to where I live and one is further away. But the one that's further away I feel is more qualified and could even be more, you know, informed in business than the one that's closer, but they both seem good. So I was just wondering if you could tell me which one would be best for me to work with. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Now I just heard you. Hello?
Oh, okay.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, yes.
Did you hear my question? I'm sorry.
I did. I heard everything.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, we've been having a little bit of technical difficulties today. So my very first impression was the feminine energy that is very rigorous. So I don't know if one of them is female or not. It isn't necessarily a female, but the one who would come across as more of a feminine energy than the other. It's an interesting balance of masculinity and femininity this person has, because they understand intuitively and emotionally what's happening, but they're very, very rigorous and very logical about how they approach everything. So, again, I don't know if one of them is female or not, but that's the energy that I pick up on.
No, they're not, but I do see where one is more sensitive, we could say.
Okay, well, and I would say, you know, always trust your gut, but I would say that's the energy that comes up. It's this is a person who has the sensitivity and the feminine aspects, but very much works from the masculine energy of doing and getting things done and being meticulous and detail oriented and being very driven. And so I feel like that's the better energy for you. I feel like
that
person wants things to get done.
This person
wants to get everything done and is very, very meticulous and doesn't leave any stone unturned and looks for things that other people don't look for. And that's why this person is so successful, because they look for the minute information that the next person is missing. So, I feel very good about that one for you.
That's what I was thinking too. And also, like he was saying, you know, we can do other stuff together, like he would, you know, even help with other projects to get them going. Like he wants to almost, you know, maybe almost you could even call partner rather than just lawyer. That's why it's like a big decision for me. Like it sounds good, you know? So I was just wondering like if it is as good as it sounds, you know?
Well, it feels good. One step at a time. Let's take one step at a time. This person, again, very methodical, very detailed. I feel like this is a good fit for you. So, but take it one day at a time.
Okay.
It's like, you know, get in and see how things go, and then you can figure out moving forward. And you get to decide how you want it to be moving forward. You know, when we're driving in the car, we don't always have to go the same way to get to our destination. We can go alternative routes. And so sometimes we're going along one way and we think, you know what, I'm going to go this way today. And that's okay. So we have to remember that we can use that in life as well. that it's okay to adjust as we go. It's really okay. The most important thing is to be grounded, be listening to our intuition in the moment with whatever we're doing, and to allow that intuition to be our greatest source of guidance, because it is God helping us. Okay? So trust your intuition.
Oh, I love that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, it's our internal GPS. It's our God positioning system. That's what I call it. That's your intuition.
Oh,
your
that's
God
awesome.
Positioning system. Okay.
I love that. That's so
great. There we go. Kathy, thank you for your call today. We sure appreciate you taking time out of your afternoon. Best of luck to you. Keep us posted. And we're going to jump over to Pearl. She is calling about a job today. Pearl, welcome to the show. You are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Hello.
Hi, Pearl. Go ahead.
I came upon two job opportunities the last day or so. One, and these are for two different ladies. So what is your hit on, or what do you pick up on a lady that her name starts with an L and the other one starts with a D?
So interesting energies, very, very, very different energies. So with L is going to want you to kind of come up with how you want to do things, whereas D is somebody who changes her mind very frequently. I feel like with D, it's you know, she'll give you an assignment and then she'll come back and she'll go, no, you know what? I don't want you to do that. I want you to do this first. So she's not organized. She's a bit scattered. She's brilliant with her ideas, but it's very hard to work in an environment where you have to be flexible all the time. And so with D, you have to kind of be the one who says, okay, what's the priority? We're going to sit down every morning and we're going to talk about what your highest priority is right now. Because for her, it can change in an afternoon, it can change in an hour, it can change. So, but what's happening is you bring her back down to being grounded with, okay, we met at 9 o'clock this morning, and 9 o'clock this morning, you said number A was the highest priority, number B was the second highest priority, and number three was the third highest priority, and that the rest of the list didn't matter. So she's coming to you and she's saying, you know what, we didn't get to item K, but I really want you to work on that. Okay, wait a minute. Is item K more important than A, B, and C? Because I will rearrange the list for you if you'd like me to. But that way, when you do it this way, when you approach her this way, you're helping her also stay on task and focus on what the priority is, because she's always changing her mind. So true. and you have great skills for all of this. The most important thing, if you decide to work for her, is to not be attached. You have to be detached from her, because she does change her mind all the time. And so if you can just go, okay, what's it going to be this morning? Oh, it's going to be different this afternoon. Okay, what's it going to be now? Okay. But at the end of the day, it's like, well, it's time for me to leave now, but we didn't get this finished. Well, we'll work on it tomorrow. If that's your highest priority, that's what we'll work on. So you're basically mirroring to her that she needs to be more organized and that she needs to pay attention to what she really wants to get done, because she flounders and doesn't really finish anything. So your task basically will be to keep her on, you know, basically keep her goals in mind so that she can get things accomplished. But she's brilliant. Like I said, L is in some ways a little more difficult, because you actually have to be more, I mean, you are self-motivating, but she's not really giving you much direction. It's like, come in and do what you're supposed to do, but she's not much of a communicator. And the problem with that is you don't know if you're doing a good job or not. And she always is kind of like, oh yeah, everything's okay, whatever. So, you know, you have to decide which style works best for you. They both have pros and cons. In some ways, I feel like working for D is something you could manage because you always know kind of what's going on. I feel like in some ways, because L has less input and less communication with you, in some ways that's harder. But it's up to you. You get to choose whichever one you want, whichever one feels better to you.
Which one would I learn more from?
That's a good question. You know, the thing is that whatever's going on with Elle, she's distracted. This is and so I feel like you could learn from her, but that's in the future. And I feel like at least 6 months to a year from now. With D, I feel like you're going to learn a lot more about yourself. And again, she's got some brilliant ideas that are outside the box, which makes it fun and exciting. It's just, you know, trying to get tasks done when you've got somebody who's always coming up with new ideas and wanting to change priorities, it can be a little bit unnerving, but it also never gets boring. So I guess, let's see here. Let me just ask one more time. I actually feel like you're going to learn more from D. I do. You're going to work harder because you're having to keep her focused. But it's better than not knowing what's expected of you. And that's the energy that comes through.
There you go, Pearl. I thank you for your call. We appreciate that. And, you know, you got to keep us posted on what's going on. I will tell you from personal experience, I've worked with in my most recent job, and I'm still there just in a different capacity. People will change their mind 3,000 times. And so with a smile, I always say, it's my pleasure to do whatever you want me to do first. So then the decision is always on them for how come A, B, and C didn't get done. Well, because you directed me to do D, E, and F, and it's my pleasure to do so. What would you like me to do next? A, B, and C. Well, okay, then we will. We'll drop D, E, and F. And, you know, their head just blows up. So you will be delightful wherever you go, Pearl, and we're so excited for the opportunities your way. We've got Adriana calling about love next. Adriana, thanks for being patient and waiting. You are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hello. How can I help you today?
Okay. Well, having relationship problems about, well, I'm torn between two guys, and it's a very complicated situation.
Okay, that's all right. Well, what are their first names? Just their first names.
Okay, one is Jesse and one is Dylan.
Okay, so hang on just a second. Okay, so let me just make sure that I've got both of them. I have them correct because sometimes I mix them. So
okay.
I feel like with Jesse, you get frustrated and you guys kind of go round and around about the same thing. And with Dylan, I almost feel like you kind of almost have to chase him a little bit to keep him, not that he's not interested, but it's almost more like, I feel like you have to do more of the work in that relationship.
Well, Jesse, you were kind of right on. He's actually my fiance.
Okay.
We've been together almost 5 years, and we have a child together.
Okay.
He is the one that I've not been happy with for a very long time, and
right.
I'm just not treated the way I feel like I should be. Dylan, on the other hand, is I left Jesse at one point in time a couple years back when I met this guy, and we absolutely fell head over heels for each other, but we wound up getting together, and then I wound up leaving, and it was the best relationship ever. I was treated like a queen. He did everything he could for me. We had such an awesome relationship, and then I left him like an idiot and went back to Jesse because I guess I was just comfortable with him because we'd been together for so long, and he was my first true love. So I ran back, and even though I really, deep in my heart, I figured out that I really shouldn't have and didn't want to, but I just did it because it was a more comfortable situation. And now...
Well then you have a child together. You have a child together,
yeah,
as well, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, well, now Dylan wants to be with me very, very bad, and I want to be with him, but it's not like I don't love Jesse, but I'm not happy and haven't been in a really long time, and I'm just not treated the way I should be.
Okay, so here's what I want to say to you, okay, and it's, you know, nobody can tell you what to do. I can give
Correct.
You a little insight about how either relationship could continue to unfold. But ultimately,
mm-hmm.
the decision is up to you. And now, first of all, let me also say, there's no judgment here. You know, very, very many of us end up in some type of complicated situations. So, you know, the first thing is, you know, again, I feel like there's a lot of frustration with Jesse. I feel like you go round and around and around with whatever your
mm-hmm.
issues are, that you never really seem to be able to draw closer together and move through whatever these issues are. And I feel like, you know, on one hand, there's a part of you that, you know, for lack of a better word, I almost feel like there's a part of you that resents him for not being able to show up more than the way that he does. And I feel like there's a part of you that wishes he were more like Dylan, but he's not. He is who he is.
Right.
You'll have a relationship with him because you have a child together, no matter what. So whatever you do in that relationship, the very best thing you can do is to keep it amicable. Remember that you cared enough about him to marry him and have a child with him. And so, you know, if you decide to end the marriage, then at least remember to respect and honor that person. And whatever you liked about him, try to remember that and keep that in the forefront, okay? So that's
right.
The first thing. because he's not ever going to be anything other than who he is. You know, we get into relationships with people. Many, many, many women are do this. I did this myself. I've done this in relationship myself before I learned. But we marry somebody and we think, okay, we're going to help them with this, or we're going to help them with that, or I like this quality, but I don't like that quality, and maybe I can support him and he'll want to change in that way. No, they are who they are. We can't have any expectations that they're going to change. They are exactly who they are right now, and they're exactly who they're going to be unless they choose to change. So that's the first thing. If you think that you want to stay, or you want to try and see what could happen in the relationship if you stay, you know, have you considered counseling? And you don't have to answer that. I'm just saying, have you done everything that you can in the relationship? And are you able to remember why you got together and fell in love with him in the first place? And if you're able to do that, and you don't feel like, ugh, I can't stand this anymore, I'm already gone emotionally, I've been gone for a long time, there may be some hope for you in the relationship. Okay. So that's the thing with Jesse. You have to decide if you can accept where he is right now, and if you can accept that the marriage is what it is, just the way that it is, and whether or not you can be fulfilled in some way in relationship with him. If you're not able to do that, then you have to seriously look at how you move forward. With Dylan, I understand that he wants to be with you now, and that's a wonderful feeling to feel like, oh, I met this person and we love each other and it's been magical and all of these things. But I want you to also look at the whole picture with him, because whatever issues you have that have not been resolved in relationship will still come up in relationship with other people. Okay. So in other words, if you tend to be involved with people who are codependent because you have a codependent component, then that issue is also going to show up in your relationship until you clear it. So, you know, just understand that wherever Dylan is right now, however he behaves, whoever he is who he is. And if there's anything about him that you think, oh, well, that will change, or this is going to get better or whatever, you have to understand that he is who he is right now. The best example I can give you for that is, you know, the couple that gets together, they're dating, the guy loses his job like a month after they start dating, but they're falling in love, and they do get fall in love, and they stay together, and they get married. And guess what? 2 years into their marriage, he still doesn't have a job. Because that energetically, he either doesn't take responsibility, or he doesn't have that drive to be employed all the time. And so if that's acceptable to you when you're dating, you have to accept that that's what it's going to be moving forward. People are who they are. Okay. So what I'm saying to you is, Dylan may be a really great guy. Jesse may be a really great guy. These two gentlemen are exactly who they are. So there's no right or wrong way to do this, but you have to make the choice. I'm not getting whether one is better or worse than the other. You just have
to. Do you see me being with one or the other more so than one or the other?
Well, you know, so I do see the pattern of leaving and coming back to Jesse. So I don't know if that was the time before or if that is something that would happen again. And the reason I say that is there is no time in the conscious field. So when I do a reading, everything is right now. Like I hear the month up. Like you'll hear me say that. I hear the number 6 or 6 months, or I hear the month of November. But in the conscious field, everything is now. So your relationship with Jesse is your relationship now. Your relationship with Dylan is your relationship now. So you are the only one who can decide how you want to move forward. And you are the only one who can decide how you want to move forward. If it's in relationship with Jesse, if it's in relationship with Dylan, what I would really like to suggest is that you get more in touch with who you are and what you want. Because I feel like, you know, it's easy for us to maybe go look and see what the grass, because it looks greener on the other side. But we have no idea how much work it took for that grass to look like it does. And we may be seeing it in a season where it looks green, but the rest of the year it's brown. We just don't know. So in other words, every relationship takes 100%, 100%. That's from John Gray, the guy who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Relationships take 100%, 100%. Divorce is 50-50. So whether you're in relationship with Jesse or in your relationship with Dylan, it takes 100% from both of you. My initial impression on Dylan was that you would have to basically you know, cater to him, that I see the energy of you kind of going after him. That may be because he's waiting for a response from you. But, you know, and I do feel like, yeah, things will be hunky-dory for a while, because they always are when you're in a new relationship. But stuff is going to come up. So,
and with that, Adriana, we've got to move on to our next caller for the show. But we thank you for calling in, and you know, keep us posted on what's going on. But you know, there is that song, "I Never Promised You a Rose Garden." You know, the grass is always greener somewhere else, and it is brown 9/10 of the year. Remember that.
Yes.
You know, it is so true. But you know, there's nothing better than that first, you know, that those first few dates and the spark and all of, you know, that passes too. Trust me. Here we go. We're going to get to our last caller here of the day. It's Lisa. Lisa's calling about her job. Lisa, welcome to the show. We've got about 3 minutes left, Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Hi,
well,
Lisa.
Well, I don't. Hi. I don't have a job, so I was looking if you see any career opportunities coming my way.
Okay. All right. So interesting. Is there something that you applied for back in March? I'm hearing March, but I feel like this is from last March, that there was something that you may have been doing at that time, and that opportunity may present itself again as well. And I'm hearing November. I feel like mid-November. So whatever this is, it's almost like they're going to be gearing up, you know, getting everything lined up so that they can start a new project, either end of the year or the beginning of the year. Little things. I do see you doing some little project in October, but I feel like that's maybe a month-long thing. So there's a couple of short-term things. Let's see, September. There may be something as well for you the last month, the last part of this month, last half of this month. I feel like there may be something that's like a couple of weeks, but it segues into this other thing that's for the month of October. And then after that, it's like they're kind of trying to reorganize and then figure out how they're moving forward, but they'll bring you in. So there is opportunity for you. It's just an interesting, like, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to do this, and then it's going to be something else. But I still feel like you're going to be brought forward. So there is something coming for you. Just be open, you know, and I feel like this is something that's unexpected. It's an unexpected opportunity. If somebody comes to you and they say, "Hey, I got this thing. Can you help me?" Say yes.
Okay. We will definitely do. Yes.
Yeah, there's stuff coming. So hang in there.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're so welcome. All the best.
Thank you, Lisa.
Take care.
You know, and Rebecca's note right there really is so on track. You know, when you're in a situation to help people or volunteer or something, and you are able to do it, always say yes, because you never know when that person may offer you a job or think back to you and go like, you know, that Lisa, she was really helpful on that thing. I know Bill, who has a job over at company XYZ, and boy, he would benefit from having somebody like Lisa there. We need to get them in contact with each other. So always, you know, if you can, do it. With that, we got about a minute left. Rebecca, you've got your workshop coming up on September 16th in Long Beach. Tell us about that one more time, and anything else you'd like to leave listeners with this afternoon.
You know, main thing, the workshop is love, sex, and relationships, the energy of attraction. Again, if you're looking for love, or even if you're in a relationship and you're feeling a little bit like you're, you know, it's like become routine, this workshop can identify areas where you're blocked and help you bring more energy, more new energy into the relationship. It'll help you see things a different way. I would urge anybody, if you're in a relationship or not, I would urge anybody to come and take this class. You're going to see things in a completely different way. And Garrett, I know you can attest to that.
Well, I I'll tell you, I came really just to kind of check it out because we've been promoting it on the show. And fastest 6 hours in the history of recorded man took place that day. It was so fun, energetic. It was not fast-paced, exhausting, but it was fast-paced where you were really picking things up in a way that was very engaging. So if you have an opportunity to go, I highly recommend it. That is a non-paid endorsement of Rebecca's workshops that are always filled. So if there's a couple of seats left, as I understand it, so you got to sign up now to do that. As always, I want to thank you for listening to Rated G Radio. My schedule is coming back to a normalcy, folks, so we're going to be doing a lot of new shows, besides the fact that Rob Watson has been single-handedly delivering Rated LGBT Radio on Thursday nights. Thank you, Rob, for that. And tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll have Stephanie Girard, psychic, on the show. She and Rebecca are partnering up for the workshop in Long Beach, so we'll be talking about that as well. And with that, folks, I want to say thank you for tuning in. It is a pleasure. Tony and Hackensack, I see you online. Thank you for that. And we will see you live tomorrow on Rated G Radio. Have a fantastic evening.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.